WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
Imagine you're out and about around Pittsburgh, and you stumble upon a hand-knitted heart, along with a message that brightens your day. Spreading kindness through creativity, that's the mission of the PGH Handmade Hearts Initiative. 90.5 WESA's Brian Cook has more.
The combination of creative expression and a great deal of love, Barbara Grossman says, are the ingredients that make up the PGH Handmade Hearts Initiative. She says the mission is simple.
It's just to foster compassion for those impacted by acts of violence and hatred, as well as to discourage future acts of this nature.
It's a push to help put smiles on the faces of those who come in contact with the custom-made hearts, made of various materials, then left in public places. Back in 2005, Grossman founded the annual Pittsburgh Knit and Crochet Festival, which brings people from the creative arts world together in Greentree. It began as a fundraiser for the Waldorf School of Pittsburgh and eventually led to the creation of PGH Handmade Hearts. A small tag is placed on each creation that says, if you find this heart, it's yours to keep, or you can pass it on.
Maybe if somebody's having a really rotten day and they find a heart at a bus stop or in a library or a coffee shop, at a grocery store, they'll pick it up and they'll read this nice little kind message. And it might change their attitude.
Grossman says she was moved to help promote love over hate by recent events here in Pittsburgh.
The Tree of Life tragedy was the catalyst for the handmade hearts, but it was as if it was the icing on the cake for me. It shook me really to my core, and I kind of felt like, you know, I need to do something.
As the initiative has caught the attention of other caring groups and individuals, material donations have flowed in from various businesses, and Grossman says she seeks volunteers at the festival and through her website to help spread the positive messages.
It can be clay, it can be wooden, wire, fabric hearts are quilted, they're sewn, they're hand sewn, they're, you know, string hearts.
People are coming from all over the country, actually, for this, which initially was startling, and now it's just par for the course.
Back in the 1970s, Randy Grossman won 4 Super Bowls as a tight end with the Steelers. These days, he assists his wife with the creation of PGH Handmade Hearts. He says the creativity and meaning behind such work should be all-inclusive.
This really is a populist thing. You don't have to submit these to anyone. There's no fundraising involved in this. This is as purely grassroots as grassroots can be. If you're moved by this, go ahead and make some hearts and distribute them.
And as the hearts have been distributed and found throughout the community, Barbara has begun to hear feedback. Here she reads a thank you card she received.
Thank you for the gentle hearts with which you are peppering our city. I hope you never underestimate the power of a heart to make an indelible change. I'm proud to know you. Yeah, that's nice. It means a lot.
A small piece to the effect of those handmade hearts, impressing upon people the importance of paying it forward and treating others with a bit more kindness. I'm Brian Cook, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA Celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.